约翰福音十七章九到十九节，我为他们求，我不为世人求，而是为你赐给我的人求，因为他们是你的，我的一切都是你的，你的一切也都是我的，并且我因着他们得的荣耀，我不在这世上，他们却在这世上，我要到你那里去，圣父啊，求你因你赐给我的名保守他们，使他们合而为一，好像我们一样。我跟他们在一起的时候，因你赐给我的名，我保守了他们，也护卫了他们。他们中间除了那灭亡的人以外，没有一个是灭亡的。这就应验了经上的话，现在我到你那里去，我在世上说这些话，是要他们心里充满我的喜乐。我把你的道赐给了他们，世人恨他们，因为他们不属于这世界，像我不属于这世界一样。我不求你使他们离开世界，只求你保守他们脱离那恶者。他们不属于这世界，像我不属于这世界一样。求你用真理使他们成圣，你的道就是真理。你怎么差我到世上来，我也怎样差他们到世上去。我为了他们的缘故，自己分别为圣，使他们也因着真理成圣。这是神的话语。
Thank you to everyone who helped and in serving the Lord this morning.
Can't hear, sorry.
Thank you. Can you guys hear me? Okay. Thank you everyone for helping and serving the Lord this morning.
谢谢来到神的殿中。
It is my honor and privilege to welcome and pray for our speakers this morning.
今天我下场在这里为我们的讲道的人做一个祷告。
This morning we will be able to hear from Matthew, Grace, Mark, and Verona.
今天早上会有年轻的人Grace, Mark, Matthew 和 Verona 为我们讲道。
They will be sharing their experiences with us.
他会为我们在这里分享。
So let me pray for them quickly.
让我们为他们祷告。
Heavenly Father.
慈爱的天父，
We thank you for these four young people.
我们谢谢你这些年轻人在我们当中。
Thank you that they are part of our community.
谢谢你，他是我们其中的一部分。
Thank you that you have given them courage to be able to come up and speak to us.
谢谢你，他们有这个勇气来到前面为我们讲道。
We ask that you be with them as they speak.
我求你与他们同在。
And be with us as we hear from you.
也得求你与我们同在，让我们去聆听你的话语。
Amen.
Amen.
Hello. Okay.
早上好。
Is there anybody here that went to Sunday school when they were younger?
在这里有没有人就是年轻的时候都去主日学？
That's what I thought.Did you ever have to memorize a bunch of verses and then start singing songs like, you know, Father Abraham, with the actions that the teacher showed you?
你们有没有曾经说去记住一堆的经文，然后用老师给你们的动作来去唱亚伯拉罕父？
I feel like a lot of us younger people grew up in that sort of environment.
我觉得我们的很多年轻人都是在那种环境中长大的。
I remember after learning all these Bible verses.And not really knowing what they meant at that time.
我记得我们都是去必须学习这些经文，但是并不真正知道他们的意思。
The only thing I really knew was that I was obeying God by memorizing and just quoting all of these verses in Sunday school.
我唯一记得真正知道的就是我要通过记住和引用这些经文去来顺服神。
As I got older, I became really desensitized. To the constant Bible stories and parables that were being told to me.
随着年龄的增长，我对这些经常跟我们讲的圣经故事和预言和比喻变得非常的不敏感。
It was like Jesus was this distant relative that occasionally showed up at family gatherings or was just mentioned in passing by aunts and uncles.
耶稣就好像是一个远亲一样偶尔出现在家庭聚会上，或者被你的叔叔和阿姨顺便的提及。
One day, though, I happened to listen in on Helmut's testimony during a New Hope dinner.
但是有一天我在新希望的一个聚会上 ，Helmut 他做了一个见证。
His testimony was centered around Romans 8 verses 38 and 39.
他的见证是围绕着罗马书八章三十八到三十九节。
It says, "For I am convinced that neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation, will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord."
经文这样说道，因为我深信，无论是死是生，是天使是鬼是魔鬼，是现在的事是将来的事，是高天之上的，是大地深处的，或是其他所造之物，都不能使我们与上帝在主耶稣基督里赐下的爱分离。
For some reason, I was compelled to look it up in the Bible, despite knowing what it was and having already heard it.
不知道为什么，当时我虽然听以前听过这些经文，但是会有一种迫切感，我再去读这些经文。
It was really the first time that I felt God's love personally.
那真的是第一次我亲身的体会到神的爱。
On Friday nights, James always encourages the youth, myself and other leaders included, to find the truth out for ourselves and not to take his word for it just because it sounds right or it's what our parents and our relatives have been telling us.
在周五的晚上 ,James 总是鼓励我们这些年轻人，包括我自己和其他人为自己找出一个真相，而不是仅仅因为就其他人听起来正确，或者我们的父母或者亲戚告诉我们这些话说的是正的，而我们去接受这些话。
I think a lot of us, youth and young adults especially, but also some adults as well, really need to challenge ourselves and find out who Jesus really is to us so that our faith is not blind.
我认为我们许多人，特别是年轻人或者是成年人，都需要去挑战自己，去找出耶稣到底是谁，而我们的信仰就不是盲目的信从。
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
谢谢。
Good morning.
早上好。
Growing up in a Christian household, school, and a religious country, which is the Philippines, sort of made me feel that my faith was habituated.
在一个基督徒家庭学校或者一个国家，就是菲律宾，我觉得我的信仰成为一种习惯。
It was something that I had gotten used to and not earned.
我觉得那个是已经是习以为常的，而不是我去赚取的。
I forget, or maybe didn't even know, the purpose in which God had laid and meant for me.
我忘记了，或者根本就不知道神在我身上的计划和意义。
For the longest time, I took advantage of God's ever-present love and grace that I forgot to give it back to God, to others, and maybe even to myself.
有很长的一段时间，我都是把神对我的爱和恩典当作理所当然的，而去忘记了去回馈给他，或者给其他人，或者甚至我自己。
I was selfish in which God's plan for me became a second thought, and the plans that I had for myself became my first priority.
我曾经很自私的，就是把神对我的计划，在我身上的计划放在第二位，而把我自己的计划放在首位。
And I didn't realize that until I discovered this new world.
我不知道，直到我去发现这个新的世界。
In Canada, diversity is a thing.
在加拿大是一个多元化的国家。
You see people with different culture, language, and faith.
你遇到不同文化背景、语言和信仰的人。
I made friends who had different views on faith.
我遇到很多朋友是跟我的信仰是不一样的。
And they had this rather hypnotizing attitude of respect for others, which I thought of as apathy.
他们有这些对信仰是冷漠的，我认为是冷漠的。
which influenced my attitude towards my faith.
也都影响到我自己的信仰。
Eventually, my Wi-Fi with God became slow and weak, and I started using my 10 gigabytes of data into the world instead of using that powerful connection to seek God.
逐渐，我跟神之间的网络变得微弱和缓慢，然后我把这个我有实际的那个容量去用在我自己这个世界上，而不是跟在用在神与神交通的方面上。
However, through the prayers of my community, the church, my family, and Laura, the previous young adults leader, I was renewed.
然而，通过我教会我的家庭和我之前的青年的领袖Laura他们的祷告，我更新了。
I was reminded of my purpose in life, which is to serve God, for God, with God, and through God.
我再次被提醒，我生命的目的目标是侍奉神，是为了神，是与神在一起和通过神。
Ultimately, through the constant struggles in my life, I learned that God is like rice.
最后，通过我生命中的一些挣扎，我最后体验到神就好像米饭一样。God
is a staple.
神是最重要的。
And God made me forget in order to remember the significance and importance of the relationship that I have with Him.
神让我忘记，去为了更好的记住我与他之间的关系是最重要的。
Just as what it says in Romans chapter 12, verse 2, don't copy the behavior and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect.
就像罗马书12章2节这样说道，不要效法这个世界，总要心意更新而变化，叫你们查验何为神的善美、善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
And as a reminder, in Romans chapter 12, verse 3, because of this privilege and authority God has given me, I give each of you this warning. Don't think you are better than you really are. Be honest in your evaluation of yourselves, measuring yourselves by the faith God has given you.
就好像在罗马书12章2节这样提醒到，因为他神给我的特权和一些荣幸，我给你们一个小小的忠告，就是说， 不要把你们自己比现实想得更好，总要去真实地面对你自己，去用神给你的信心去衡量自己。Thank
you.
谢谢。
Good morning again.
早上好。
Today I will be talking about peer pressure, something that young and old people, Christians and non-Christians deal with.
今天早上我想在这里讲一个同伴之间影响的压力，就是不论是年轻人还是成年人都会有的问题。
First off, I would like to read from Proverbs 13, verse 20.
首先我想读箴言13章20节。
He who walks with the wise grows wise, but a companion of fools suffers harm.
与智者同行必得智慧，与愚人结伴必受亏损。In
this passage, Solomon talks about how we are influenced by the people around us.
在这些经文当中，所罗门王告诉我们，讲到我们如何被我们周围的人受影响。He
says that if we are around people of wisdom, we will grow wise, but if we are around fools, we will suffer harm.
他说到，如果我们与智者同行的话，必会得智慧；与愚人结伴的话，必受亏损。
He's telling us that we should be careful about the people we hang out with.
他告诉我们，我们需要非常的小心的去选择我们跟谁在一起。But
this doesn't mean we should cut out all the people we think are a bad influence on our lives.
但是这并不代表着我们把所有有恶劣影响的人，我们与他们断绝。These
people, the people that are peer pressuring us, are really the ones that need the most guidance and help.
而这些人，他们有那个同伴影响的压力的人，他们是更需要帮助，更需要带领。This
leads me to the next passage, Galatians 6, verses 1 and 2.
这里来到就是加拉太书6章1到2节。
If anyone is caught in a sin, you who are spiritual should restore him gently, But watch yourself, or you too may be tempted. Carry each other's burdens, and in this way, you will fulfill the law of Christ.
弟兄姊妹，如果有人不慎犯了罪，你们顺从圣灵的人就应该温柔地挽回他，同时也要小心，免得自己也受诱惑。你们要分担彼此的重担，这样就成全了基督的律法。
You see, Paul is telling us that we need to set a good example for the bad influences that God has placed in our lives.
你看到保罗是要我是告诉我们，我们要为那些神把他们放在我们生命当中有恶劣影响的人去做一个好的榜样。
These are the people that need us Christians the most.
这些人最需要我们基督徒。
For it is not the healthy who need a doctor, but the sick.
不是那些健康的人需要医生，而是那些有病的人。
Matthew 10:22 reads, "All men will hate you because of me, but he who stands firm till the end will be saved."
马太福音十章二十二节这样说道：你们将为我的名而被众人憎恨，但坚忍到底的必定得救。
When I feel peer pressured, it is usually because a lot of people are already doing something and they want me to join them.
当我有感觉到那个同伴的压力的时候，是因为有很多人他们已经在做一些事情，而且他希望我们也参与他们。
And I feel pressured because I want to fit in.
当我感到这个压力，也因为我想去适应他们。
But as Christians, we aren't meant to fit in with the rest of the world. In fact, the Bible says the opposite.
但是作为一个基督徒，我们是不要去适应这个世界，圣经是教导我们是相反的。
It says that we will be hated by all men because of our faith.
他说到因为我们的信仰，我们会被这个世界憎恶。
I would like to finish with this passage from Matthew 5 verses 11 and 12.
我想在这里以马太福音五章十一到十二节做一个结尾。
Blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. Rejoice and be glad because great is your reward in heaven.
人们因为我的缘故侮辱、迫害、蓄意毁谤你们就有福了。要欢喜快乐，因为你们在天上有很大的奖赏。
Thank you.
谢谢。
Hello.
How?
So, finishing this off with, how then shall we live?
我们应该如何的活生活?
I'd like to read from Hebrews 12:1-3.
希伯来书十二章一到三节。
Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance.The race marked out for us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of faith. For the joy set before him, he endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endured such opposition from sinners, so that you will not grow weary and lose heart.
希伯来书十二章一到三节，我们既有这许多的见证人，如同云彩围着我们。就当放下各样的重担，脱去容易缠累我们的罪，存心忍耐，奔那摆在我们前头的路程。仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣，他因那摆在前面的喜乐，就轻看羞辱，忍受了十字架的苦难，便坐在神宝座的右边。那忍受罪人这样顶撞的，你们要思想，免得疲惫灰心。
We all come from different family backgrounds, cultures.Friend groups, and they each come with their unique set of challenges when living out this faith.
我们每个人都是从不同的家庭背景、文化或者朋友圈，我们每个人都会面对我们自己的挑战。当我们面对信仰的时候
，It can make life really difficult, tiring, and sometimes make one think, "Is it really worth it?"
那可以非常的困难和疲惫。有时候我们会想到，这真的是值得吗？
To be honest, I think of that question a lot.
事实上，我对这个问题也思想很多。
This faith can be offensive to people, and while I love discussions, I really hate arguing.
这个信仰就是当我很喜欢讨论的时候，我很憎恨争论， 这成为一种挑战，可能会冒犯一些朋友。
But some people, when they hear that you are a Christian, just want to argue with you.
当很多人当他们听见你是基督徒时候，他们就喜欢跟你争论。
I sometimes feel like there's a lot of pressure to show others that this life is of following Christ is great all the time.
但我很多时候我都感觉到有一种很大的压力，当我去分享去如何去跟从耶稣的时候。
Not to say that it isn't good, it definitely has its joys, but there are also a lot of hardships.
并不是说这是不好的，其实是很多喜乐，但是很多时候是非常困难的。
There are a lot of moments when I just feel so tired of it all.
但是很多时候我就是觉得非常的疲惫。
Tired of turning the cheek when all I want to do is make the person feel as hurt as I do.
当我只想是去让那个人感觉到我是怎样被伤害的时候，让那个人也感受到的时候，我觉得非常的困倦。当我要忍受下来，把另外一边脸给他。
Sometimes I get tired of feeling lonely. What? Oh, sorry.
有时候我非常的厌倦于感觉到孤独。
Wanting someone who will love me as much as I love them.
有时候我渴望那个人像我一样的去爱他。
That someone being someone I can physically touch and see.
那就是有一个人让我可以去看见和触摸到的。
Sorry, Jesus, I know you love me too, but you know what I mean.
对不起，耶稣，我知道你很爱我，但是你明白我在说什么。
Sometimes God can feel so far away or indifferent because I think that because he is perfect, he doesn't really know what it's like to struggle.
有时候我们感觉到因为耶稣是非常完美的，我们感觉到他很遥远，他不知道我们所挣扎的。
But the truth is that he does.
但是事实上他知道的。
Maybe it's because we heard it so often, it never really sinks into our head.
也许是我们经常听到这些事情，他没有真正的去灌入到我们的脑袋里。
But Jesus was human too.
但是耶稣也是人。
He knows what it's like to be an outcast, to be rejected by family and people he grew up with.
他很明白，当他被他的家庭和他一起成长的人去排挤的时候。
He knows what it's like to be misunderstood, falsely accused, or judged.
他很明白，当他去被误解的时候，被冤枉的时候。
He was also in his 30s, which is a little old for someone who in that age to be single or at least not engaged.
他就是在他30岁的时候，也许在那个时代，30岁你还是单身的时候，是比较大的年龄。
He must have been asked countless times, why aren't you married yet?
他也许不停地被人问起，就是说，你为什么还没有结婚？
He also knows what it's like to be tempted.
他也知道他就是被试探的时候。
In Hebrews 4:15 it says, For we do not have a high priest who is unable to empathize with our weaknesses, but we have one who has been tempted in every way, just as we are, yet he did not sin.
就在希伯来书4章15节，因我们的大祭司并非不能体恤我们的软弱，他也曾凡事受过试探，与我们一样，只是他没有犯罪。
So according to that, whatever we struggle with, Jesus knows what it's like.
根据这些经文，无论我们所挣扎的，耶稣都明白。
He knows and encourages us to push on.
他明白，而且鼓励我们继续前进。
As Christians, we are to be like Christ.
作为基督徒，我们要活出基督的样式。
So we do what he does.
所以我们跟着他做所做的事情。
In Hebrews 12:12, it says, For the joy set before him, he endured the cross.
希伯来书12章2节说到，他因那摆在前面的喜乐，就轻看羞辱，忍受了十字架的苦难。He
had his eyes on a goal, the end game of all that he was doing. The joy that he looked forward to was, and is, you, and the possibility of a relationship with you.
他定睛在他的目标上，他一直仰望他所要成就的最终的目标，他的喜乐。我们今天看到的，他也是你和我们将来或在我们生命中有我们有关系的人身上，也有这种喜乐。It
also includes victory over death and ultimately evil and then life everlasting, but it still does include you. Think about that for a little second.
当然它也包括战胜死亡，战胜魔鬼和我们有永恒的生命，但是它也包括我们，请你们思考片刻。So
like Jesus, we need to keep the end goal in mind.
所以我们要像耶稣一样去专注于目标。But
sometimes the end goal can seem a little abstract and far from reach. And that's when we need to focus on Jesus himself. He is the author and perfecter of our faith, and he will show us through.
但是有时候我们的目标非常的抽象，或者非常的遥远，非常的难去触及。所以我们这个时候更加去需要我们去专注于在耶稣身上。他是我们信仰的作者和保护者，他会带领我们度过。We
are also never alone.
我们从来也不是孤独的。Yes,
God will always be with you, but he has given us the gift of the church as well.
当然神是与我们同在的，但是他也有一个礼物，就是教会给我们。We
do not live this faith alone. We can't. We are literally designed to need each other.
我们不可以只是单独的生活，去生活这个信仰，我们根本就无法做到。We
are created in the image of the Trinitarian God, three in one.
我们设计就是我们要彼此互相的需要大家，我们就是被创造是一个三位一体的神，有他的样式。God
is not just one part, for he cannot love on his own.
神不是只有一个部分，因为他不可以自己爱自己。God
is not two in one, because his love is not mutually exclusive.
神也不是只是一个两位一体的，因为他不可以互相排挤。
He is three in one, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, for true love is community.
他是三位一体的，圣父、圣子和圣灵，真正的爱的团体。We
are made in the image of love, to love in community.
我们是被创造的，是有爱的样式。Therefore,
we are surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses.
所以如同云彩围着我们。
These witnesses are our brothers and sisters in Christ from all ages and backgrounds.
这许多的见证人就是我们教会里的弟兄姊妹，从不同的文化背景和年龄。Those
who have gone before us also know what it's like to struggle in the faith.
那些在我们前面有经验的人，他也知道我们在信心上的挣扎。They
will have likely had the same thoughts, doubts, and hardships that we have.
他们也许有同样的挣扎，有同样的疑问。
Those who follow behind are equally as encouraging.
那在我们后面的人也同样有这样的鼓舞。I
think of the testimonies of those who just got baptized. To see the fire and love for Jesus, it reminds me to not let my love for Jesus grow cold.
我想起那些刚刚受浸的那些人的见证，他们对基督的爱的火，是燃烧的，也都同样的提醒我，我们不要把这个对基督的火慢慢的消灭。
The thing about community is the necessity to be honest.
去思考这个团体，我们需要诚实的面对。Honest
about how we feel, our struggles, our hopes, and especially our sin.
让我们去思考我们的感想，我们的挣扎，我们的盼望，或者说我们对罪的看法。Sin
thrives when kept in secret, and sin keeps us away from God.
罪让我们去隐瞒我们自己，或者让这个罪让我们远离神。It's
not like we have to expose every single little thing to the world, but we aren't supposed to keep it hidden to ourselves.
我们并不代表就是说我们要向世界去说每一个大大小小的事情。I
have found that my pride can get in the way of this, valuing my image of how people perceive me over the freedom of repentance.
我觉得我自己，我有这样的一个骄傲，就是当我去自由的去认罪的时候，我却非常的看重其他人对我形象的看法。But
this is why God puts us in community with each other, to bear with one another in each of our struggles.
这就是为什么神把我们放在这个团体当中，让我们去互相的帮助，去帮助我们去克服这个挣扎。
Also that we stay humble and remember that it is by grace we are saved and that grace is meant to be imparted to others as well.
让我们也记住我们必须谦卑，我们得救是因为是恩典，这种恩典也是给予其他人的。
We are not to judge and act like we are better, but to come before God together and ask for forgiveness.
我们不应该觉得我们自己比其他人好，而是要一起来到神的面前去彼此的宽恕。
To forgive one another and challenge one another, spurring each other on to live holy lives set apart for God.
去彼此的宽恕，去彼此的鼓励，让我们去一起去过一个圣洁的生活，被神挑选。
Find someone you know that loves God and can be your accountability partner.
去找一个人，他可以他是认识神的，他也可以跟你问责的。
Someone you can call when you feel the urge to sin. Someone who can walk alongside you.
这个人可以当你觉得你要犯罪的时候，你可以打电话给他。这个人可以跟你一起同行的。
So, how then shall we live?
所以我们应该怎样活呢？
Together, in community, in God's grace and truth.
一起在这个团体里面当中，因着神的恩典和真理。
Keeping our eyes on Jesus.
让我们专心仰望神。
Amen.
Amen.
Hi again. So with that, let's close with our